My name is Lauren Jones, and when I was homeless, I was hungry for the obvious reasons. I did not have money. Obviously, you don't have access to a kitchen, and if you don't have money, it is ridiculously expensive to try and eat out and get the kind of calorie count that you actually need. After I had my first daughter, my apartment was actually vandalized. I made friends with kind of the wrong people who were kind of young, and then when I was away at work one day, they smashed the windows out of my house and out of the, you know, like cabinets and that kind of thing. And so my landlord evicted me. I stayed at the boss shelter eventually, and I stayed there, you know, for a while. And, you know, it's a roof over your head. It's not particularly friendly, or at least it wasn't then. It's about 7 o'clock, you get up, and you have to do your chore, get dressed, get washed up, and be out of the building at 8. So whether you have an appointment or something to do or not, you're out on the street by 8 o'clock. You cannot come back in during the day. And that's really unfortunate, like in the wintertime, because I've gotten bronchitis and stuff. Like, everybody gets sick during the wintertime sometimes. And you're still just out there. When you do finally get back and get in bed, everybody's mad at you because you're hacking coffee. It's like really not a good experience, you know, to be outside in the wintertime. I actually tested at the Berkeley Free Clinic, and they had a sign out that they were doing free testing. And I actually it was like one of those between hours where it's between, there was no lunch happening and it's too early to go to the shelter or whatever. So, you know, I just went in there to see what it was about, basically just killing time. I did what there was out there to do. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That was the lifestyle of the 70s and the 80s. And that was the lifestyle of the street. They give you a number on a slip of paper, you know, a real skinny little slip of paper. I was very proud of myself because I actually managed to keep that slip of paper for 2 weeks, you know, to come back and have them look it up. And it was positive. And it was just kind of a numbing, like I said, it was a numbing experience for me. And, you know, after that, I really don't remember. I mean, I don't think there was nothing else special that I did that day, except kind of thinking, okay, now, you know, you have really screwed up now, you know, and kind of coming to some conclusions, like, well, because at that time, it really was believed that you would be dead in 2 years, it was kind of feeling like, well, maybe I can stop worrying, you know, if I'm going to die anyway, I'm going to be dead in 2 years, because my daughter was already staying in a safe place and whatever, then, you know. I made up my mind that I was not going to let this be another traumatizing event. I was like, okay, I still have to find a place to sleep tonight. I still have to figure out what I'm going to eat. I feel fine. As long as I feel good, I am good. And I'm not going to worry about anything until there's really a need to worry. You know, actually, I started doing better as far as my behavior and taking care of my body when I wasn't dead in 10 years. You know, in 2 years. You know, I wasn't dead in 2 years, I wasn't dead in 10 years, and now it's been 26 years, and I'm still not dead. So I decided, well, you know, at some point I decided, well, maybe I should get grateful about this situation, you know, because I do believe in everything being for a purpose. If I'm still here and I'm still healthy, then I should act like I appreciate it. I've been here almost 18 years now. When I moved in here, single room was like $300 and some a month. I have a Section 8 because, you know, because I am on disability, so I have to pay a third of my income for rent. And then the city of Berkeley pays the rest of it, and they negotiate that. I still pay PG&E and food and all that stuff. So because I'm indoors, I have a kitchen, I have a stove, I have recipe books, I can write out a grocery list. So, you know, I can make a charge. And, you know, food to me is much more than just filling up your stomach. You know, cooking is an activity. It's the only thing that I do that's legal that's good for my soul. You know, I really enjoy it. That and I dance in my kitchen.